This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day. Psalm 65, like Psalm 19 and 147, is a psalm that contrasts God's general and special revelation. In other words, what he reveals of himself to the whole world as distinct from what is revealed to some. The first is common grace, and the other is special grace. The first involves sight, the other faith. And Psalm 65 speaks of the special grace of the gospel at verses 1 through 4. It speaks of the topics of praise, vows, prayer, sin, forgiveness, and God's choice of one who worships in his presence. Then it goes on at verses 5 to 13 to show how that God's grace extends throughout the earth, both sea and land, as if both an illustration of and call to worship God on account of special grace. But the opening of Psalm 65 is an interesting thing, too. Psalm books and hymnals struggle to render the Bible's reference to silence in verse 1. Praise awaits you in Zion, O God, is the way it's commonly put. The question is, what does it mean that there is silence before God, as well as praise, when his people worship him through Jesus Christ? The psalm provides an answer. We approach God with silence because of our unworthiness. We don't deserve him to accept us in his Son, with sins forgiven, inconsistently kept vows, and weak prayers. Even so, he graciously has chosen us, blessed us, hears us, and welcomes us. There will be silence before you in Zion, O God, and that's because of our unworthiness. Yet we approach God with silence also because of our helplessness. Interesting that the psalm later notes the roaring of the seas, the roaring of the waves, and the roaring of the peoples. Roaring, rumbling, and restlessness on the sea of life, which sounds like you and me in our boats on that sea in the world. And yet really, it sounds like the disciples when they saw Jesus silence the wind and waves on the sea in the boat. Hush, be still. And the wind became perfectly calm. Then the disciples, once roaring and restless in fear, came to a different fear. Who then is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? There will be silence before you and praise in Zion, O God, and that's because of unworthiness and helplessness. When you come to worship then, or any time you seek God's face, come with silence. Behold what Christ has done for you. If you come with praise, then certainly come in the spirit of stillness, silence, and calm. And even if you come to God restless, rumbling, and roaring like the sea, as Christ's disciples can be on it, note that Christ hushes and stills the sea waves, that your heart and mind be silent before God in his presence. Shall you not then say, even in your restless situation, there will be silence before you, and praise in Zion, O God? This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day.